The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Ian Stewart. NBC 12 reports that Virginia Commonwealth University lost nearly $500,000 in a wide-ranging cyber fraud plan. The multi-million-dollar scam was reportedly carried out by three Nigerian citizens who the FBI says scammed the college into transferring nearly $500,000 into their bank account. Members of the group were posing as employees of a real construction company with whom VCU had an ongoing contract. The FBI reports that Texas and North Carolina were among the states hit by the scam as well. The three Nigerians have been extradited from the United Kingdom to the U.S. The Virginia State Board of Education is expected to begin consideration of revisions to history standards next week. The process occurs at least every 7 years. As Megan Polly with VPM News reports, some experts who helped draft the changes are concerned about input from new board members.
Cassandra Newby-Alexander is a history professor at Norfolk State University who helped draft about 200 proposed changes to the state history standards. And she engaged with students from across the state who all seemed to say the same thing. They wanted to hear more stories in history class and less about wars and dates.
They felt like that was what kept history boring is, you know, there were all these random dates and names, but no real narrative.
One big change, the new proposed standards are organized by themes like freedom and citizenship, colonization, immigration, and forced migration. Newby Alexander hopes politics won't water them down. In a July memo, Superintendent of Public Instruction Jillian Baylow requested more time for board members to review the draft revisions before taking an initial vote. Megan Polly, VPM News.
The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that last month, more people lived without shelter in the greater Richmond region than at any other time on record. That's despite fewer homeless people overall in the region compared to July 2021. Nonprofit Homeward Virginia says the end of COVID-era rental assistance programs, rising housing costs, and low staffing at shelters are key factors. Richmond City Council is looking for a new cold-weather shelter. The city has not had a permanent wintertime location since 2018. 5 years after Unite the Right forced the city of Charlottesville to examine its own racist history, some black residents say they're still searching for a sense of place in the city. Tanisha Hudson is frustrated with the high turnover among black leaders in the city, unaffordable housing, and the lack of black-owned spaces.
We can't just walk down the street to an all-black bar. I don't want to be in your brewery. I want to be in a place that makes me feel my culture, makes me feel comfortable.
Hudson says the wealthy, mostly white city is a good place to live for some. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act is helping Richmond replace an aging bridge, says Deputy Planning Director Maritza Peachin. The 79-year-old bridge on Arthur Ashe Boulevard allows cars to cross over railroad tracks. A double-stacked cargo train hit the bridge back in April, spurring conversations about safety, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The project, funded by legislation signed by the Biden administration last year, also received positive feedback from Governor Glenn Youngkin. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.